Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Brownieb9504@msn.com.
All right, thank you. Was that Brownie, Brownie?
No, Granny as in grandma.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Granny?
Yes.
B, all right.
9504@msn.com.
All right, thank you. All right, I've located an account. Please verify your first and last name and your shipping address.
Bonnie Wyman, 2367 Jason Lane, Longview, Washington, 98632.
Thank you. I have a phone number, 360-636-4038. Is that a good contact number?
That's the house line. You will get a recording on the answering machine because normally we don't answer if the if we don't recognize the number. So you'll have to listen to the whole message and then, I don't know, press some number.
Okay. I'll make sure to put that on your account notes here. One second.
Yeah, because we don't accept solicitors.
Okay.
Or junk, or what are they?
Spam.
Spam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I have an account number? Because I don't have, if I set up an account, I don't have the number or my password online, but I did order online, which is what I'm calling about.
Yeah, so, all right, I've located this account. I have the account notated with that update, so let's take a look here. This is for the cryo, are you calling in about the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on? And the joint defense?
That is correct. The order was made on the 25th of January. And I haven't received email confirmation. Do you guys not send confirmations?
Okay, so I'm not seeing an order on the 25th of January. Let me see what happened there. All right.
Could have been the 24th, but it came. It's been debited to my credit card on the 24th. What did I say? The 25th.
Okay. All right. So give me just a second. All right, I'm getting
And I just see maybe they credited my or you debited my account on the 26th because I see my Chase account giving me a heads up on $95.92.
$95.92. Okay, so what I'm showing here, and I may need to do a little more searching, but I see that on the 26th of November, there was an order placed. Are we talking about January or November?
January.
Okay, all right.
So I placed an order for the CryoFreeze and the CBD. And then when I click submit or whatever the end of the order process is, I got an alert that, oh, wait, you can get this, what the heck was it now? Something else. And it looks like I deleted that email from Chase about the something else. It was $14 or $11. Some special you were offering.
Okay.
And really, if that disappears, I am not going to squabble, but I do need the cryo freeze and the CBD.
Okay. All right. And you placed that order online?
I did.
Okay. All right.
And usually when I place orders, I'll get an email confirmation from other companies. And since I didn't get one from you guys and it's already gone through the bank, I thought, maybe I better check on this stuff and see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not showing. All right, so let me reach out for assistance. One second.
While you're doing that, I'm going to open my Chase account and see if that other debit is on there.
Okay.
Then I can tell you what price it is, and maybe you can figure out what's going on.
Right. And could the account be in anyone else's name?
No.
Okay.
It's Bonnie Wyman.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, on January, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. January 26th, there were actually two debits to my credit card from Omax Health Inc., $11.17 and $95.92.
Okay, so let me try this. Let me search by the last, let me see here.
And you're spelling my last name, W-Y-M-A-N, I presume, and since you've already found the
right.
November.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. And I normally will print out the email confirmation or an invoice from the company itself, and I didn't get the option to do that with Omax. So I don't know, maybe there was a glitch in the system at the time I placed my order, and even though I paid for it, it didn't go on record. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right.
My maid that normally files my stuff is sadly lacking in her duties. And by that, I am saying tongue-in-cheek because the maid is me.
All right. All right. So hang in there. I'm going to check one other site here. All right, and I have someone working on it for me. Thank you for being patient with me.
Sure. Wish I could remember what the $11 was for. Before you leave, it was, something was on sale, and I don't even know what it could be. Vitamins, maybe. I wouldn't need sleep stuff.
All right, so you placed this, let's see, I know one other way we might be able to track it down. Did you create an account online, and have you checked your online account?
I did not create an account. I decided, you know, as long as I could do it as a guest.
Okay.
I didn't want to have to remember another password, to tell you the truth.
Okay, got it. Let's see, I may have. There we go. Okay, so good. I have located this account. This is for, now what I'm showing here is for the vitamin D. This is a 30 count. That's for the $11.17.
That would be it then.
Okay. All right. Perfect. It says it's out for delivery.
It is. Okay.
Yep. It should be there anytime today. It says between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Not sure of the time zone that you're in there, but so.
Well, we're Pacific Northwest, so we're 3 hours. Let's see, you're 3 hours later than we are. So right now it's 12:30-ish here. So
okay.
You're 1:32. You're 3:30 there.
Perfect. Yeah.
So is that the whole order or just the D?
All right. So let me go back to the order. I know that this is just for the vitamin D. If you ordered them all at the same time, it should be in the same shipment. So let me go back.
Well, I did order them at the same time, but after I ordered the first two, the CryoFreeze and the CBD, and then I clicked out of that, and then this other thing popped up about the vitamin D.
Yep, so I'm also showing that the CryoFreeze and the CryoFreeze Duo, they should be in that same shipment. It says that they're out for delivery also.
Yay. Well, okay, so let me ask, do you normally give an invoice online and I just missed it, or do you send out we received your order, thanks, and then do you send another one at shift? Apparently.
Right. Here's what I'm going to do. Yeah, because we have migrated over to a new system, if you're enrolled in our using your email address, they'll send you your account updates, your tracking numbers. Let me see if you have that there. Okay. Let me see if they've sent an account invite. If not, we'll go ahead and send that over. Nope, no account invite. So I'm going to send that to you. You should receive it. All you'll do is activate your Omax account. And you shouldn't have to, if you forget your password, you give us a call. You can still call us to place your orders, but this gives you easy access to your account. You're able to edit and make changes in that account. It's good, a good thing to have.
Yeah,
all
except
right.
For having another password.
Yes, that's the only negative.
Would you believe I have an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, two sides with passwords.
I can believe it.
I keep adding in pencil on this sheet my passwords.
Yes, ma'am. I can believe it. Me too. I have a little notebook, and then when I lose my notebook, I write it on an envelope, and then I lose my envelope, and I have to reset the password. Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Well, yeah, if you can.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your hunting up the the order, and I'll be watching for the invite, and I guess I'll go that avenue because most of my shopping is done online these days, and I like to work right directly with the company if I can.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we are here. We're here if you need us. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I think we've got that one figured out for today. Thank you
Perfect.
So much. And I must tell you that I have tried a roll-on from, I don't even know what company it is. It's called Dragon. I always say Dragon Breath, but it isn't Dragon Breath. It's Dragon something. It's in a little, looks like a roll-on deodorant. I get it at the health food store here. Mm-hmm. And it works, but it has a very pungent odor to it.
Yeah.
It's not unpleasant. It's just very strong. And it doesn't last that long. It's good for a couple hours. But your cryo freeze goes on greaseless and, well, it soaks in. It goes on kind of greasy, but it does soak in, and it's no odor to it. And it lasts for several hours. I wouldn't say it has helped me for 8, but I'm putting it on my knees because I've got osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. And then I started taking the CBD, thinking maybe that would reduce some of the swelling and or inflammation. So the two products are working very well for me. So I'm very happy with them. And I've heard of your company from Dan Bongino's mm-hmm. podcast. So kudos to him and you for advertising there.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Tell your friends about us. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, I ordered that duo so I can give one to my son.
All right.
A firefighter, and he's achy all over.
Yes, ma'am.
So I hope it helps him. Okay, Jody, thank you for your help and your patience
and your
investigative powers. I'm glad you found out what the problem was. So have
yes,
a good
ma'am.
Day.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.